Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. The media has been spending a lot of time screaming about right-leaning people with guns, but there's a whole wide world of evil out there. And on the right side, without a doubt, there we have our share of nut jobs, to be sure. But they don't hold a candle to the violence we're seeing from the left. Now, of course, riots get called mostly peaceful protests, while a few guys standing around with guns are an existential threat to the Republic. Like, as an example, the inept plot to kidnap a governor got wall-to-wall media coverage for similar reasons, and meanwhile, a couple of leftist anarchists were arrested on terrorism charges, and we don't even hear a peep. Two people were arrested on the BNSF railway tracks near Bellingham-Whatcom County, were charged with terrorist attack and other violence against a railroad carrier, and appeared in federal court on the 3rd, announced U.S. Attorney Brian T. Moran. Samantha Brooks, 27, Ellen Reich, 23, both of Bellingham, Washington, were arrested Saturday night in Bellingham as they allegedly placed a shunt on the tracks. A shunt disrupts the low-level electrical current on the tracks and can disable various safety features. According to U.S. Attorney Moran, since January, there have been 41 incidents of shunts placed on the BNSF tracks in Whatcom and Skagit counties, causing crossing guards to malfunction, interfering with automatic braking systems, and in one case causing the near derailment of tanks of hazardous chemicals. These crimes endanger our community. I recommend the agents from Customs and Border Protection, FBI, BNSF Police, and state and local partners who prioritize stopping this criminal conduct. According to the criminal complaint, the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force have been investigating the placement of shunts on the BNSF track since January 19, 2020. The shunt is comprised of wire and magnets that are stretched between the two tracks, disrupting the systems that indicate a train is on the tracks. On 10 occasions, shunts were placed in areas that disrupt the crossing guards where the tracks cross streets. So vehicles could have tried to cross the tracks, unaware of the oncoming train. On the night of October 11, 2020, multiple shunts were placed in three different locations in Whatcom and Skagit counties. They triggered an automatic braking system on a train that was transporting hazardous and combustible material. The emergency portion then caused a portion of the train to decouple from the engine. Decoupling has the potential to cause a derailment, in this case, of tanker cars of flammable gas in a residential area. This is not some prank here. This is truly terrorism. Following the first such shunts being discovered in January, an anarchist website claimed responsibility. Nothing from the mainstream media on this. Granted, there doesn't appear to have been any injuries resulting from these acts, but that is probably due to pure dumb luck. Right? It has nothing to do with the fact that these guys didn't know what they were doing. It just didn't. Nothing seemed to happen. Like I said, pure dumb luck. Which, that's not very much comfort. I find it hilarious that these two were allegedly risking innocent lives to make a political point, but the media ignores it, while a few armed citizens standing around with weapons is some horrible threat. And if you don't believe the media bias is real, then please explain why two people arrested on terrorism charges don't warrant a national news story, but people exercising their Second Amendment rights is sufficient grounds for countless op-eds, blog posts, and editorials decrying their actions. I would really like to hear that reasoning. That's a big problem. That's, you know, that trying to ignore that stuff. Segwaying, on the other hand, there is somebody in the media who you know, he comes and goes in the media. He's not always in the media, but Keith Olbermann, he got out there the other day, demanded to fill prisons up with Trumps and Trump flunkies and Trump apologists and Trump enablers and to convert Trump buildings into new Trump prisons. Olbermann, which this is pure projection, this is what the Democrats intend to do, but this is what Olbermann is charging Trump and his followers with. When the policy differences are between maintaining American democracy and substituting racist one-party rule, you're blanking right that we want to criminalize policy differences that might exist between the outgoing administration and the administration that is about to take over. We also want to make as many members as possible of this corrupt, immoral, anti-democratic outgoing administration indicted, arrested, tried, and imprisoned. And not just the ones that were, you know, the principals in this. No, the flunkies and the apologists. This includes anybody who supported Trump and, more importantly, the promised agenda that got him elected. And it also includes anyone in the media that Olbermann wants to silence, like he wants to silence Tucker Carlson. Over nothing that he never said, a Democratic operative had said that, about Trump supporters owning 60% to 70% of the guns. And rather than being a man and apologizing about it, he hid that by deleting his tweet. And this is, and, you know, he's not alone on this one, but it's very North Korean of him to go this way. Rachel Maddow wants to go after officials for now. New Jersey Representative Bill Pascrell Jr. has called for the prosecution of Trump and his enablers for treason. And you know what the penalty for that is. And to all of you gun-owning Trump enablers, here's a question you're going to need to consider. Do you intend to go gentle into that good night? He wants to brand the NRA a terrorist organization, which is pretty funny because I find, you know, the NRA is accused by a lot of people within the NRA of being too compromising. But according to him, they're a terrorist organization. For those of us who view the NRA as far too compromising, what does that mean for us? And, you know, they want to take away your ability to defy tyranny. And at the same time, they want the monopoly on violence, which is, and in the middle of all of this, while all of this is being stated and all these things are being said, isn't that making the cause and the case for you to own guns? For you to own guns that might have to be used against tyranny? Isn't that making that case? I still have not, for the life of me, figured out who they're going to send since they've thrown the cops under the bus and over the edge. I don't know what they're going to do with that, but, you know, I'm waiting to see. And in the meantime, Mr. Olbermann, I know you have a lot of problems with self-control, but I'm not interested in unity and healing while you're going after the flunkies and the apologists and the enablers, Mr. Olbermann. So come get it. I mean, come get me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Excuse me. I'm not sure what is the most distinguishing characteristic of the Never Trump type. They are absolutely contemptible worms who care about nothing but extending their grift. And it's not like the grime of worm tongues of conservatism have any sellable skills other than treachery. And this is why these grody creatures are naturally drawn to D.C., where their loathsome skills are fully appreciated. But scumbags are a dime a dozen. What truly distinguishes these gibos is this bizarre confidence that someday we are going to have an epiphany that we need them back and come begging them to return to their former glory as the Republican establishment's managers of America's decline. Like John Bolton, who was offered a seat on the A train of the Trump train. But he never met a war he wasn't happy to have your kids fight. And on Twitter, presuming to tell us how things are going to be now. He said, longer term, there must be a broad conversation about the direction of the conservative movement and the Republican Party. More from me. And he had some blog link. And listen, John, we've already had that conversation. You just weren't invited to it. You had a chance to be invited to it, but you blew that chance. You were invited by the commander-in-chief, and then you decided you knew more about the commander-in-chief, except being an appointee doesn't mean you're for the people. It means you're appointed and serve at the pleasure of the president. But the conversation went like this. You know who sucks? People like John Bolton. He stabbed the president in the back, so he's certain to, screw us over, too. So let's never give him any kind of position where he can do damage in the future. We're not going to let him play any more reindeer games. Item number two, I think we can all agree that Brian Stelter is a baked potato. So there's going to be many conversations and many discussions about the future of the Republican Party, but one of the key promises or premises is the Never Trumpers who got the SADs because they lost all those internal imitations and thus the internal power structure and the struggle to remain relevant. Most because they never conserved anything, and who collaborated with our enemies are not going to have any part in this. Now there's, three main brands of the Never Trumper. The active traitors, the weak hearts, think Mitt Romney, and the establishment. And here we go on this one. Think Nikki. All angling to get back in power. Nikki Haley, she was made the UN ambassador. She didn't get fired. She resigned. Never knew why. She seemed to be doing a good job. I was sort of surprised at how forceful she was at the time, because she's from South Carolina. She was governor of South Carolina. Treason caucus is gone, but there's no coming back for the cruise ship conservatives. And the weak hearts think they have a shot, but we're going to purge them out as the wheels of justice grind on. Mitt could take a job, as the Undersecretary of Hair Care and Miracle Whip in the Biden administration if he wants to avoid getting humiliated in the next primary in, Utah, where he carpet-bagged his way in. It's the squishies who are the real issue, and who in the establishment will try to foist, who they're going to try to foist upon us if we're not vigilant. And everybody's already talking about it now. Nikki Haley. Now, how often do you see Nikki Haley risking the wrath of the WAPO by full-throatedly defending us? Do you ever see any of them ever telling the establishment to pound sand? But recently, she did post a picture of herself smiling with John Brennan. That John Brennan. Now, we know you can't truly be a conservative and cavort with John freaking Brennan, but not her. And when she was asked about this, she said, I can't control who I sit on a panel with. I can control how I communicate America's strengths and our path forward. That's what I did. Yeah, I beg to differ. You absolutely can refuse to hang out with people who call the president and those who support him Russian agents. By the way, you were one of them at one point. And we expect you to call them out. And I'm not interested, none of us are interested in anybody building any doggone bridges. Alec Guinness built a bridge and, you know how that movie went. So, you know, no more of this madness. We want some conservative wokeness. We demand that anyone purporting to represent us as the president understand that we are in an existential fight and be on our side against the bad guys in that fight. And if that's, you know, I hope that's not too much to ask, but then again, we're not asking. But expect to see Nikki 1.0 pushed upon us, and expect to see her get wiped out in the primary. Because this is a return of, who besides the delusional losers on the Beltway wants someone who channels the Bushes? Because she's Jeb 2, and Jeb 1 was bad enough. She could get woke. She could see through the fog and clearly understand the reality of this fight. She could take our side, not just in tentative tweets, but forcefully, without fear of apology. Maybe Nikki 2.0 will come along. I don't yet completely don't like Nikki. But the establishment wants to push someone on us who pretends to be loyal to us, but it actually puts the institutions and the donors first. And that's the establishment, folks. And we're done with that. We're not going to support the supine saps anymore. Even if our party is unwoke, we are woke. We have to be woke. It is an existential danger today. Nothing else. Nothing but. And they think they're going back to business as usual. But you know what? At the end of the day, that is completely and totally your call. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump thinks the presidential election was like a third world nation. The president, talking to reporters at the White House, says the election was filled with glitches and totally rigged.
I think the case has already been made if you look at the polls. It was a rigged election. You look at the different states, the election was totally rigged. It's a disgrace to our country. It's like a third world country. These ballots pouring in from everywhere using machinery that nobody knows ownership nobody knows anything about. They have glitches, as they call them, glitches. The glitches weren't glitches. They got caught.
The House of Representatives expected to vote Wednesday on a stopgap measure to avert a partial government shutdown after current funding expires this Friday. Democratic aides confirming on Monday that the stopgap is expected to last through the 18th of this month. This is USA Radio News. Today is Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day.
Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day is observed annually on December 7th to remember and honor the 2,403 U.S. citizens who were killed in the Japanese surprise attack on Pearl Harbor in Hawaii on December 7th, 1941, which led to the U.S. declaring war on Japan the next day and thus entering World War II. It was in 1994 that Congress designated December 7th of each year as a day of remembrance. On Pearl Harbor Day, the American flag should be flown at half-staff until sunset to honor those who died as a result of the attack on U.S. military forces in Hawaii. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
The average price of a gallon of gasoline rose 4 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks to $2.22. The price at the pump is 43 cents lower than it was a year ago. Industry analysts say demand for gas remains low in the United States due to the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. One thing I've noticed, even though they're ignoring a whole bunch of stuff, the media seems less hysterical now. Now they're convinced that Trump has lost his bid for re-election. Although that's a very precarious way to go currently. Because I don't know which way this is going to end up. You know? Just like that, the media, at least to some degree, rediscovered concepts such as fairness and perspective, which has been AWOL for the last 4 years, without a doubt. 2 weeks after the election, New York Times Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist Nicholas Kristof haltingly, grudgingly, and reluctantly admitted that, yes, Trump was right. Banning in-person school education to fight COVID-19 was and is bad policy. Kristof wrote, "Some things are true even though President Trump says them. Trump has been demanding for months that schools reopen, and on that he seems to have been largely right. Schools, especially elementary schools, do not appear to have been major sources of coronavirus transmission. And remote learning is proving to be a catastrophe for many low-income children." Now, Kristof, of course, could not acknowledge Trump's correct judgment without the "some things are true even though Trump says them" snark. But remember, this is the New York Times, a paper that has not endorsed a Republican for president since 1956. Little steps, okay? Little steps. Christoph even took a Trump-like swipe at Democratic-run cities, and whether inadvertently or not, he made the case for K-12 vouchers for inner-city kids. He wrote, "So Democrats help preside over school closures that have devastated millions of families and damaged children's futures. Cities such as Boston, Philadelphia, Baltimore, and Washington, D.C. have closed schools while allowing restaurants to operate. School closures magnify these inequities. As many private schools remain open and affluent, parents are better able to help kids adjust to remote learning. And at the same time, low-income children fall even further behind." New York Times, again, after the media awarded the election to Biden, even questioned the science behind a ban on outdoor dining, like most counties in California recently enacted. They had a headline, "Small gatherings spread the virus, but are they causing the surge?" Question mark. And they wrote, "But are dinners and backyard barbecues really the engine driving the current surge of infections?" No, that's why they're outdoors. Infrared rays, y'all. Moving air, y'all. COVID is not something that's sticky. They write, "The available data do not support the contention," scientists say. Still, the idea has been repeated so often it's become conventional wisdom, leading to significant restrictions in many states. But many epidemiologists are far less certain, saying there's little evidence to suggest that household gatherings were the source of the majority of infections since the summer. Indeed, it has become much harder to pinpoint any source of any outbreak now that the virus is so widespread and Americans may be exposed in so many ways. That's why you call it a pandemic. They wrote, "A constant drumbeat about the dangers of social gatherings may help to convey the seriousness of the current surge. But on the other hand, in some states, a misperception has led to draconian policies that don't square with the science." Wow. If the Pulitzer actually gave a prize for fair and balanced coronavirus stories in the post-Trump era, the Times might actually deserve this one. Carl Bernstein from the Washington Post, former Washington Post, shared the mood of much of the Trump-hating left when he accused Trump of homicidal negligence in his handling of the virus. But Dr. Anthony Fauci, post-election, also sounds Trumpian. On the possibility of further lockdowns, he recently said, "There's no appetite for locking down the American public, but I believe that we could do it without a lockdown. I really do. You could still get businesses going. You could still have an economic forward thinking while you're doing that. You don't necessarily have to shut everything down. Hopefully we won't have to do that." So here we have Fauci saying no appetite for another lockdown. Whatever happened to follow the science? This is yet another tacit admission that, as Trump insisted, we must consider the unintended consequence of shutting down the economy, including increased rates of suicide, depression, homicide, drug abuse, alcoholism, and domestic violence. And then finally, did serial Trump CNN critic Jake Tapper praise, and I mean praise and credit Trump for the speed with which drug manufacturers have apparently developed vaccines for COVID-19. Tapper said, "We should take a moment, as we always have when discussing vaccine and Operation Warp Speed, that this is putting aside all the failures of the Trump administration when it comes to the coronavirus, and there are lots that this is an unmitigated success, and we should acknowledge that." The idea that any elected official could enact any policy to stop a virus from getting to people is stupid. Absolutely, totally stupid. For 4 years, major media, along with their Democratic comrades, banded together to bring down Trump. And they believe they've succeeded. But what Trump has also done is he's exposed the media's blatant, vicious, anti-Republican bias so much of America is never going to trust it again. I suspect that Trump won this election handily, given the fact that, you know, when we're out here, when we're being asked to believe that Biden got more votes than Obama. And when I say that with such a question mark, you got to understand one thing about Barack Obama. Barack Obama was many things I didn't like, but I'll tell you one thing, that guy could campaign. Campaigning is not leadership, but he certainly could campaign. And getting out here and saying that Joe Biden, who didn't, you know, he didn't campaign, stayed in the basement. A lot of people, well, it was due to the coronavirus there, Bill. Well, you know, so how did he get more votes than Barack Obama, though? How did that happen? And then where Donald Trump, who won the Electoral College with 63 million votes, how did Donald Trump get 73 million votes and lose the Electoral College? How did he gain 10 million votes and lose the Electoral College? So, a lot of that had to do with the media. A lot of that had, right now the media is not out there reporting on some of the things that are happening right now. Michigan, you got them, they're getting ready to crack open the voting machines and look at the data. That's a good thing. Georgia's still sort of in play. Arizona, I think Arizona's still sort of in there. So, I mean, this is just simply something that's got to happen. This is the process that's got to go on. And here's the main thing. This is exactly what Hillary Clinton advised Joe Biden to do. The exact same thing that Joe Biden was supposed to have done, according to Hillary Clinton. Maybe she wasn't in on the loop, because a lot of people are beginning to desert the Clintons now, without a doubt. But hey, every dog has his day, and sometimes you might even get two. So we'll see how that where that comes from. But as far as everything else is concerned, Trump has revealed the media for what they are. And there's no going back for that one either. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Having your gun seized, gun or guns seized by the police, means a few things, okay? There are very few heirloom polymer guns. You know, there are some that may be, they may be customized. But they can also be manipulated. Polymer, it can be reshaped. Okay? But sometimes the guns that may be seized may be actually part of a collection. A very high dollar collection. Some guns are just works of art. You know, people buy them not to shoot, but to appreciate. So, to that end, a former police officer in Glendale, California, has been given the green light in his quest to sue the city of L.A., as well as individual police officers who melted down hundreds of firearms from his private collection after they were seized in a criminal investigation. Now, on Wednesday, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, and this is amazing that it was them, ruled that Wainwright, the former Glendale officer, has standing to pursue a civil case against the city and Detective James Edwards, who back in 2004 obtained a court order to destroy more than 300 guns from Wright's collection. This opinion, in part, reverses a summary judgment granted by District Judge Manuel El Real of the Central District of California, who died in 2019. He determined in a December 19, 2018 order that gun owner Wayne Wright's due process rights under the 14th Amendment were not abridged because he had no entitlement to notice by the L.A. Police Department that it had sought and obtained a L.A. Superior Court order for the destruction of his property. Rayall determined that individuals named in Wright's suit, including Detective James Edwards, who obtained the order, were entitled to qualified immunity because they had acted within the law and according to department policy. A Ninth Circuit judge disagreed. He said, we have no problem concluding that a rational trier of fact could find due process violation under these circumstances. The wealth of precedent suggests that by failing to provide right with notice and the opportunity to be heard before the court issued the destruction order, Edwards denied Wright the most basic and fundamental guarantee of due process. After Wright's home was raided by police in 2004, he ended up pleading guilty to a single count of unlawful possession of an assault weapon, which a judge later reduced to a misdemeanor offense. When it was reduced to a misdemeanor offense, of course, that meant that they had no longer a need to continue to seize his guns. Despite that, they maintained possession of his gun collection. Eventually, about 80 were returned to Wright, but Detective James Edwards obtained an ex parte order in 2013, nearly a decade after they'd been seized, to melt down and destroy the remaining guns in the LAPD possession. And the opinion by Judge Paez notes that Wright and the city were in discussions about the return of his firearm collection when Edwards obtained the order allowing him to destroy the guns, and said that the subsequent smelting of the guns constituted a permanent deprivation of his civil rights, which is 100% correct. Paez said qualified immunity was unavailable because Edwards' conduct was wrongful and was clearly established. That wrongfulness was clearly established, pointing out, we have no doubt that Edwards had fair notice that his conduct violated Wright's due process right to notice. Although due process has been castigated as cryptic and abstract, its balustrades have been identified time and again as notice and an opportunity to be heard. California's courts have for decades observed this straightforward rule, which adds to our confidence that the law was clearly established. He wasn't done yet. He added, we are further convinced that the obligation to provide notice was clearly established given that Edwards was seeking ex parte permission to destroy the firearms, a permanent kind of deprivation. This was a unanimous vote from a 3-judge panel on the Ninth Circuit. They also rejected claims of qualified immunity for former Los Angeles Police Chief Charlie Beck and City Attorney Mike Fuhrer. And in his opinion, Paez argued that both Beck and Ferrer were suited in their official capacities, while qualified immunity only applies to officials who were sued as individuals. So they were sued because they were the cops and the officials in charge of what happened there. This is a really strong opinion coming from them, from the Ninth Circuit. They unanimously overturned the decision of a U.S. district judge, and it places the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms on equal footing with the rest of our civil rights, which is as it should be, but this is coming out of the Ninth Circuit, which has also been called the Ninth Circus. Long considered to be one of the most hostile appellate courts when it comes to the right to keep and bear arms. Mr. Wright is seeking $4.8 million from the city and the officials named in his lawsuit, and thanks to the Ninth Circuit's ruling, the legal challenge over the destruction of an impressive gun collection gets to proceed now. And I hope Mr. Wright finds some justice. But there is no closure for this. Somebody that has spent the time and taken the effort to collect these weapons, this is somebody that really appreciates. I can only imagine how immaculate this collection must have been. You know, I primarily have handguns because I'm not a collector. My guns are about defending, or in proper cases, offending. But Mr. Wright, you know, I can imagine that he probably had some really nice hunting shotguns, some really nice hunting rifles, probably some very rare, some very fine British and, you know, European weapons, because those are really nice. But, I mean, why? I mean, it's almost like he was conned, Detective Edwards, for For hate's sake, I smite your weapons. And it's going to be expensive, and it should be expensive. It should be expensive. There's no right to property there. No right to property. Mr. Wright, however long, I would love to know how long it took him to get this collection together. Unfortunately, probably never going to know. Probably never going to know, but the surprising thing, and this is the benefit of President Trump, the Ninth Circuit is now reconstituted just about in half by Trump appointees. Trump appointees. And out of this, we get a ruling, which there's been no appeal for in Bonk review. And I don't know if they would actually get that with this unanimous ruling. So we have this unanimous ruling with this, and it takes the Second Amendment and puts it with equal standing, which, like I said, that's the way it should be. But that hasn't been what's been going on. So, you know, it's pretty good news. Pretty good development. But anyway, it's stunning to have seen that to come out of the Ninth Circuit. It's like one of those moments where you're like, I thought the sun just went down. How did it get back up so quick? Sort of like that. Just something like that. That's all it was. Nothing big. Just outstandingly astounding. We're going to head for hour number three. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.